This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
In just a few minutes, we'll find out how many homes got sold in March, at a time the housing market is more illiquid than is normal, with an explanation. Here's Drew Mattis, Chief Market Strategist at MetLife Investment Management.
What happened was mortgage rates went up very quickly, and then people kind of said, oh, well, I'll wait it out. Maybe mortgage rates will come back down. And so you saw a real big decline in the number of homes being sold, both new homes and existing homes. And we want to see that loosening up a little bit.
I mean, many parts to this, right? I mean, it's not just, well, it'll be expensive if I buy a newer house. It's also people who have super cheap, low interest mortgages. And maybe they want to move, or there's a good reason to move, but they're like, I don't know about the more expensive borrowing.
Well, yeah. So a lot of people who are current homeowners don't want to move. And so it's getting in the way of those people who don't want to move because they've got the low mortgage rate, but maybe have to move. But then the fact that those people aren't actually moving, right, out of their maybe their starter home into a bigger home is kind of clogging up the works for the people who would like to move out of an apartment into a starter home. So you really want to see these new home sales begin to pick up, because that'll probably mean they're moving from somewhere, and that creates, you know, more housing space for everyone else.
All right. Well, the prediction is that it will pick up. We'll see if the data actually bears that out. Drew Mattis, he's the Chief Market Strategist at MetLife Investment Management. Thank you very much.
Thank you.